That's when we find ourselves in the book of Psalm 34 verse 10 that says, even strong lions, strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Friend, I'm here this afternoon to really speak to us. And I say us because I'm speaking to you as much as I'm speaking to myself. Just to remind us of sometimes we need to let go and we need to allow things that will pass us by that seem like us running behind, missing the timelines of life, feeling like we're falling behind and not meeting man's timeline. We may need to let go of our own imagination of what culture sees as these timelines and submit that imagination and this idea of what I should be at this point, at this age in my life, submit that to God, who says, hey, you will lack no good thing. I don't know about you, but I often ask myself when I read the scripture, I'm just like, I don't know what that lack no good thing is. There's a couple of things that come to mind, but we see the scriptures covers quite a few things. I mean, if you look at our daily needs, bread and water, the food that we eat every single day, we see that's already covered. In Isaiah 33, it says, bread shall be given and water shall be sure. In Psalm 37:23, it says, young now, I'm old, I've never, ever, ever seen the righteous forsaken. The Lord is saying, hey, your daily bread, you see that in the Our Father? That's already covered. I'm not even speaking about that. Or maybe you might be thinking, okay, but Kwesi, let's talk about those other necessities. You know, a blanket, something to wear, clothes. Well, in Matthew 6, New Testament even, in Matthew 6, 28 to 30, you already know this, where it speaks about, hey, look at the lilies of the forest, how he dresses them. He clothes them in beauty and splendor. How much more will he not clothe you? We see scripture really flooded with moments where it says to us, hey, you'll be taken care of. And we're not even talking about bread and water. We're not talking about clothes. We're not talking about those needs. But God still goes on to say, you will lack no good thing. Because here's the thing, dear friend. I'm realizing I need to take stock of my own heart, that there is a point where the relationship will end, the friendship will come to a close, they will end, and it will not look like what I hope for it to become. Because it's not pretty when that relationship ends. It's not pretty when the friendship of 15 years suddenly goes sideways. But friend, all these things will come and go, but I will lack no good thing. The Lord says, you will lack no good thing, because I, the Lord, when the time is right, will make it happen for you. And I was just sharing about how sometimes you get caught in these timelines and these pressures of society, which says by this age, you should have that car, you should be at this point in your career, you should have that relationship. But dear friend, I need to come to terms with the fact that this statement that says what is for me will not pass me by, but rooting it in the fact that because the Lord says I will lack no good thing if I trust in the Lord. So sure, that relationship will end. Sadly, that friendship too will come to an end. And there are certain opportunities that you and I will miss. There are certain deals that won't come together. There's rejection that will be louder than acceptance, and certain career advancements that we will miss. Yet, you and I have the ability to rest in knowing that His faithfulness to provide stands firm, it stands louder, and it stands certain. And we can be able to rest in that, even as we go through these things that look like they're not coming together, that we need to be able to choose to renew our faith in His faithfulness than to wallow in the disappointment of, man, I'm not advancing as what I thought I would. I'm not at that place where I thought I'd be in my career. My family is not as together as what I thought. I'm not the model picture of what I thought a marriage and family should be, or my finances are not in the place that they should be. I'm not growing in my career. I don't have the fancy car. That we should rather renew our faith in His faithfulness more than it is to wallow in our disappointment, because we trust God in those times. I mean, remember what Proverbs 3 says? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust Him with your heart. Trust Him with everything that's in your heart. Trust Him with whatever it is that's seeming to try weigh you down. Trust Him with those doubts. Trust Him with our grief. Let us trust Him with our health. Let us trust the Lord with our shame, with our pain. It doesn't make sense. I'm grieving, and Lord, it makes no sense, but I know I will lack no good thing, and I'll trust you with my grief. It makes no sense, but I know I will lack no good thing, so I'll trust you with my marriage. even if it seems like it's on the brink of divorce. It makes no sense, but Lord, I will trust you with my addiction. I will trust you with my doubt, because you have said, if I trust in the Lord, I will lack no good thing. And though it tarries, though it looks like it's not coming together, though it looks like it's taking a little bit of time, I will lean into what God says in Isaiah 60:22, that says, at the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. All we need to do is just trust Him. Let's take a look at what's happening on the roads for you. We're going to start it off in the city of Pretoria. Loads that you can be sure to look out for, especially if you're going to be traveling in the city of Johannesburg. There's a couple of situations on the N12 eastbound. There is a stationary vehicle just after the Electron interchange that's got some delays that you can look out for. But if you are going to be traveling in most parts of the city of Johannesburg, you can be rest assured that it's looking good. However, the Mike 1, this is the Mike 1 in the northerly direction, getting out of the city of Johannesburg. More specifically, if you're going to be traveling out of the Melrose area, there's some sluggish traffic that you can be sure to look out for this afternoon. And also, there is a crash on the N12 eastbound that seems to be having these two lanes currently affected at Snake Road. There is a crash on the N12 eastbound just after Snake Road that you'll need to look out for this afternoon. In the city of Pretoria, it's still looking good with no major incidents for you to look out for, but maybe you see something that I've missed. Keep in the loop, and then of course I'll be sure to include it in your coming traffic update, especially as we go in towards peak time traffic. Also, please do take notes. There is a couple of traffic lights that are out in the city of Pretoria that you'll need to take note of, especially in the CBD that you can take note of, just to bring you up to speed with those traffic lights. It's especially if you're going to be traveling at the intersection of Bloot and Sophie de Brain in Marabastad, look out for that one. And Khosi Mampuru and Boom Street, there's a little bit of sluggish traffic that you can look out for over there. I'll be back with your final traffic update just before we get to 4 o'clock. Stick around on Impact 103.
Morning, Derek. I need some urgent assistance with my investment portfolio. After John's passing, I'm floundering a bit. Can you possibly recommend someone?
Hey, Anne, I'm really sorry to hear that. I've had dealings with Dieton Group, and they have an established 30-year track record in financial planning. They can assist you in most areas, including investments. That's Dieton Private Wealth, and you can contact them directly at 011-781-4027 or email them on info@deetonpw.co.za.
Thank you so much, Derek. I'll contact them right away.
You're welcome, Anne. Dieton Private Wealth, your trusted partner in financial planning.
For over 90 years, Kawai has been the architect of the modern piano, skillfully blending state-of-the-art technology with traditional craftsmanship. Kawai, the future of the piano, now available at Musica Instruments.
Let your soul come alive with Impact 103.
All right, with moments to go before we get to 4 o'clock, you already know what time it is. It's time for you to choose which one of these two songs you want to hear in the next couple of moments. Bethel Music and Corey Asbury, this one is titled Egypt, as your first selection for Traffic Jam in option two. Moving from one church to the other, this is Elevation Worship with Maverick City Music with I Shall Not Want. It's a bit of a tricky one, but I'll play it again for you. Here's the first one. Bethel Music, Corey Asbury with Egypt as your first selection in option two. Maverick City Music teaming up with Elevation Worship with Shall Not Want featuring Chandler Moore. My question to you, as what I ask every single Monday to Thursday, is which of these two do you want to start the second hour with? Pop me a message on the WhatsApp line and I'll do the hard work telling it up and then of course get it to
Send
play the song.
Send us a voice note on WhatsApp 071-364-0376.
There's a name that levels mountains. Carves out highways through the sea, and I've seen its power unravel bounds right in front of me. Yeah. Well, there's a faith that stands defying. It sends Goliath to his knees. See this praise unravel shackles right off my feet.
Come on.
'Cause that's the power of your name. It just a nation makes a way. Giants fall and strongholds break, and there is healing. And that's the power that I claim. It's the same that
see you taking ground. Oh, I see you press ahead, and your power is dangerous to the enemy's king. Hey! You still do miracles, and you will do what you said, for you're the same God now as you've always been.
This news bulletin is brought to you by Bethesda Computers. For all your computer requirements, go to bethesda.co.za.
Impact 103 News.
Top stories this hour. Action SA files charges against medical schemes over alleged fraud. Nkunu appears before the ANC's Integrity Commission, and Tswane weekend operation nets 328 arrests in Silverton and Gasfontein.
And in your sport news,